4 men out of each car all got out with baseball bats.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Autilex podcast, episode 28. Apologies. You may have noticed that last week there was no podcast. Explain, Rory, why was there no podcast?
Me and Taylor decided to make out, and then we made each other ill.
That's not actually true, because we had different illnesses.
We did.
Because you had COVID and lost your sense of taste, and I had pneumonia.
Did you actually have pneumonia?
I did, yeah, I couldn't breathe.
How do you know you had pneumonia?
And you heard
How do you know you
phone?
Didn't have COVID then?
I completely lost my voice.
You did, so you was like, hi, Taylor. That was you.
Yeah, it was.
And you still have the after effects, don't you?
Yeah, I'm still not 100%, but I'm here.
No. I'm here, and I'm...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carry on.
I'm here, and I'm drinking beer. You've got a cup of tea. Anyway, apologies for that. We are back on it. I tried my best. You know, I was going to do it by myself, but I couldn't work out.
No, you just didn't want to be ill.
It was actually, I said, I don't mind coming in and doing the podcast, even though my voice is a bit funny. And you were like, nope, I don't want to catch it.
Yeah.
And that was why it got cancelled.
Well, you're the reason it got cancelled.
No, you are the reason. Right, I was still willing to come in.
No, guys, Luke is the reason we got cancelled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke was actually ill on the Belgium trip and then infected us all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We did a lot of making out. Anyway, we are sitting inside Rory's Jaguar XJ because the TDC, the Top Dead Centre guys, are actually using the unit at the moment.
They've chored up the unit again.
Yeah, so we've been thrown out of the unit again, which is charming.
And?
What?
This car's no longer a write-off.
It's not. It's no longer a Cat B write-off.
Yeah.
I had to pay. How much did I have to pay?
I think it was like 700, wasn't it?
It was about £700 to get this bloody rear three-quarter fixed after Rory... actually, it was a Taylor after you parked it very irresponsibly in the middle of the car park. And I just didn't see it in the Range Rover.
But you didn't see it because you were looking over your shoulder instead of using your wing mirrors, as
yes,
you should have been.
But I was born in the 70s, so you know, that's how we learned to drive. Anyway, that's the apologies done. Everyone just get over it. I've had a lot of abuse.
Right.
On Instagram. But not as much abuse as we received with the recent K car episode.
Yeah.
So we need to tackle this head on. We need to, what was it the Americans say? We need to unpack this. Hey, man, we got to unpack this.
We need to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Rory.
Hello, Rory.
That's great.
You have been addressed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, you may remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a K-car buying episode where Taylor found a mirror. Well, someone messaged you on Instagram saying that they would be happy with, well, originally it started at $2,000, and then, you know, you agreed, in inverted commas, agreed on £1,500. We were then going to go and collect the car, but...
Well, can I just point out?
Yeah.
It wasn't actually agreed on £1,500.
No, okay.
The guy said, I would like £1,500. Okay. And then Taylor never actually went back. He literally just said, okay,
he did say I would take no less than £1,500. But carry on.
Either way, we were going to go and look at the car, but we couldn't because... What was his name, Lewis?
Lewis
wasn't available that day. So the next morning, Taylor, you went there and then you had a look at the car. It was in a bush, blah, blah, blah. And then you agreed a price of £1,100.
Yes. And there are reasons for that. Mm-hmm. The main reasons were the paint was a lot worse than I expected. The bits of paint that it does need, it actually needs to be taken back to bare metal because...
I'm good at that.
It looks like someone's aerosoled it or it just is terrible. You cannot just sand it and paint over it. It needs bare metal painting.
I think that's something that doesn't really come across on camera, how bad the paint is on that
car.
Yes. Like It's full respray.
Yeah, it's really bad. Not only that, it was in a bush. I couldn't really see underneath it. I was worried about rust. So I sort of knocked a bit of money off for any welding repairs that we need to do because none of us can really do welding. So we would have to pay someone a fair amount to do
that. That is the thing. I think people forget as well that they have the ability to see the whole picture in one video. When you, for example, or any of us are buying a car, we are putting in that offer on what we can see on the surface level. We didn't know that the underneath of the car was going to be amazing. Like if that car was rotten on that right hand side in the bush, which is when you made the offer, when it was in a bush, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Like you could have walked away with a car that's scrap rate, basically.
Yeah. So just to summarize again, Taylor, you got him down to £1,100, which is a further £400 down.
Yep.
The next morning you took it to the unit. We looked around the car and then you said £1,100. I was impressed.
Yeah.
And you could say that, in a way that I was I was not bragging, not to like make anyone feel bad, but I was like, holy shit, you did well to get another 400 quid off.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just read some of the replies to the video, because genuinely the response to this video completely took us off guard. Like we had no idea that any of this would happen. But some of the replies, the top replies, this one from Mr. Man Buzz, with 1,900 upvotes, 49 replies. You robbed that poor chap getting this for £1,100. Then we've got Lewis absolutely deserves £2,000 for this car. Do the right thing and pay the man what he wanted. It's worth that much all day long. Don't take advantage of someone clearly in a desperate situation. So that's maybe something that we should address as well. Is Lewis in a desperate situation? Do you feel like you took advantage?
No. Throughout the whole process, Lewis was actually really happy. He was absolutely fine with it. He didn't have to accept 1,100 quid, but he did.
Yeah.
The reason that he said that his financial, not financial circumstances, his personal circumstances forced him to sell it was because he didn't really have anywhere to put it and he didn't have anywhere to work on it, which is why he wanted to sell it, because it did need work.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it would have just sat there. And to be honest, someone probably would have come along and done the same thing and offered him not a lot of money for it because it needs a lot of work.
Because that's one thing we always try to do with negotiations. It's probably something you see on the channel. We don't really include them in the videos because we do feel like people could, be a bit intimidated if they've got a camera pointing at them or whatever. We want it to be as fair for them as it is, really. So that's something that we always try to do, is where we're not got to show it, because I do feel like the days of, you know, you got to remember, Mike Brewer did this exact same thing with Wheeler Dealers, except for he's on camera going like, go on, I have a bit more off and stuff like that. Like we try to do it where they don't feel as pressured or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, these are just all random people that we've never met before. They're not fans. Mm. They're just random people, or a dealer or someone on Facebook or something like that. It is what it is, really.
Yeah, it is important to note. Obviously, we understand there are two sides to every story. We are genuinely sorry that I'm going to say that you feel let down. The reason I say I'm going to say that you feel let down is because I also wrote a statement in the comments saying, hey everyone, Alex, just let you know that we've read the many comments from you telling us you're not happy with the price that was negotiated for the Mira. Taylor has spoken to the previous owner, Lewis, and we've renegotiated back up to £1,500. So we've given him an extra £400 to get it up to 1,500 quid. And then I said, blah, blah, blah. We're sorry you feel we took advantage. We are sorry that you feel we took advantage, because at the time, genuinely, Taylor, you didn't feel like you were taking advantage.
No.
But people think that we did. So we are sorry for that. My only point is that, you know, people in the comments responding to my, you know, quote unquote statement was that they were then dissecting my language, saying that I'm using words like you feel, we feel, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't my intention to make it sound like we think it's bullshit that we're hearing all of these comments. It was literally, I'm trying to validate the fact that you're telling us this and these are your feelings. I'm trying to validate the fact that we understand your feelings. So many more people are going to try and dissect the language again, but we appreciate you think we messed up. We apologize. We will always be as fair as possible.
Yeah.
And maybe when we're doing videos, then we will pay above what we would normally.
Yeah.
So maybe private deals, you're a car dealer. You'll get what you can. But if it's for video, then we won't.
Yeah.
In inverted commas, take the piss. Not that we felt we did, because once that car has been tarted up with paint, wheels, tires, suspension, blah, 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 you're already up to probably about £4,000.
So also, at no point did I go there with the intentions to mug Lewis off.
Mm.
I went there and I said to him, look, it's half in a bush. I don't really know the rust situation. I also, none of us knew that it had a limited slip diff as well.
Yeah.
And
when
we found that out, I actually said, this is actually worth a bit more. We should probably send him some money, because we didn't know it had a limited slip diff. And neither did he. You know, I didn't go there with the intentions of mugging him off. I just felt like, you know, with that car, I knew that we wouldn't get stuff for free, because it's such an unusual car. We do need to spend a good amount of money on it, especially paint.
Yeah.
So I knocked him down a bit. He didn't have to accept that. I didn't force him to accept it. That was the offer I made him, and he accepted it.
Yeah.
And you know, he felt absolutely fine for that.
I think that's one thing we should probably do better as well, is explaining prices a bit more. Like, yeah, it may have seemed like a really good deal at first as well. But by the time you include like an average respray, let's place it, to get that back to the point where it's painted, is going to be about $3,000.
Yeah.
Then to look at all the, we've got a lot of the stuff that we probably didn't go too much into detail. At the moment, it's not boosting. That weird sound when it was driving along, is there's something up with the manifold. The previous owner, Lewis, has tried to fix that already with another manifold. That hasn't worked. So there is a mystery problem with why it's not boosting at the moment. We don't know whether that's turbo, whether it needs another manifold. If it needs another manifold, that would mean getting some supplier in Japan to try and send one over. It could be really, really expensive. And that's not including the fact that it needs new brakes, new suspension. It needs a full like recommission, basically. So it's when you look at that, you can get a mirror imported into the UK, like including all the import fees and everything like that, like a nice one for about $6,000. So when you actually add up all those costs, it's not that actually a cheap, that much of a cheap car.
So we just wanted to address it, unpack it, but now we're going to put it to bed. Again, we're sorry we let you down, and we will do better. Maybe, you know what, we'll just stay away from K cars because they seem seem not to like us.
Mine caught fire and tried to kill me yesterday.
We'll get into that in a minute. Because before that, Shedfest announcement. So there is now under 1 month to go until Shedfest, which is the UK's biggest celebration of shitboxes, high mileage heroes, project builds, you name it. Tickets are genuinely running out very, very quickly. If you have a look at the website now, it actually says tickets running out soon, which is the first time I've seen that. All the show car tickets have gone. We've got really cool sponsors on board. We'll have all the merch there. All of your favorite YouTubers will all be there. And it's on May the 4th at Mallory Park. And I'm already starting to get nervous about Shedfest because it is, it's probably going to be the biggest show that we ever do.
It was, I think, so we were all at Japfest yesterday.
Yes.
And I think it did make me start to realize, like, I don't know how many people are actually at Japfest, but it already felt like a lot of people. Like I think that's obviously a lot more than what we will have at Shedfest. But just the amount of people that whenever we were standing somewhere or something like that were coming up to us saying that they've got tickets or whatever like that, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And there's also, I think, one thing that I imagine you guys have been getting as well. Unfortunately, there are no more show car tickets.
No, I mentioned that. Yeah, they literally went.
No, but people keep messaging saying, like, I know there's no show car tickets. Is there any more room or anything like that? There isn't. I'm sorry there isn't, but there is a limit.
It's Rory's fault. So if you DM him, I give him loads of abuse.
Yeah, so no matter how much, I know there's a load of you messaging saying, oh, you didn't realise your car was going to be fixed on time, blah, blah, blah. There aren't any more tickets.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, apologies. Also, at Shedfest, anyone who buys a ticket to Shedfest, again, anyone who buys a ticket to Shedfest will automatically be entered to win a car I'm looking at the moment and a car that you will have seen in last week's episode, the Volvo V70R all-wheel drive, the car we took to Belgium. We went to IKEA.
Don't remind me.
It was fun.
Just looking at that car makes me feel ill.
No, you were very hungover, weren't you?
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I don't really drink that often, right?
But when you
whenever
do.
I have in the past, I have never in my life felt as ill as coming back from Belgium.
Oh, that's good.
And I had 4 beers.
Yeah, well, no, you did not.
I had 5 beers.
No, you didn't.
Closer to 7.
You had 6 beers at least, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot
about
that.
So there's a great bit that we didn't really tell in the video, but so after we left Ribs and Beer, we went to a bar.
Yeah.
And it had this lovely woman in who seemed to really like speaking to us and everything.
And she
was very much encouraging us to have a few more drinks.
Yes.
And then anyway, we had a few more, and then it got to the point about 12 or 1 o'clock?
Yeah, just before midnight.
Yeah, just before midnight. And then she's going like, okay, you guys need to go now, you need to go. And then it went from literally her going, oh, stay, have more drinks, to instantly, you know, you need to go now, you need to go.
And we smashed up her cabinet.
Oh, you did. Yeah,
oh,
you did.
Yeah. Mm, God.
And then it was literally like she was like, oh, you need to go. And then we were like, what's the rush?
Yeah,
what's
going on?
We were having such a good... Anyway, she's then... pulls up her trouser leg and she goes, I have an ankle monitor on.
Yeah, she's tagged. She is genuinely tagged. She needs to be home at 12.
Yeah, she got tagged for spiking people. She spiked me.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, is that why you feel so ill?
Yeah.
But yeah, as a reminder, anyone who comes to Shedfest, you will be entered to win that very car. And we're going to do like a game show style whereby we pick a winner of that car. So yeah, we're going to have like 5 or 10 people on stage just picked at random. And you'll come up and then you'll answer some questions and then we'll do a game show to win the car. We've got Tavares, Mike Brewer, Drive Tribe are going to be there. Jamie from Officially Gas is going to be there. Who else? I'm missing out loads of people. Adam C., Mark McCann.
Will and Edwin.
Oh, yeah. Will and Edwin.
Top Dead Center.
Yeah. And then, I thought we also invited a couple of ex-colleagues as well, didn't we? It's Ethan and Jack. They're not busy on that day. So I said, would you like to come along? And they were like, yeah, okay, I'll check the diary. And they're not busy.
Oh, because they are unemployed now. They are. Yeah, they did post their Instagram. They left Carthorough.
We
don't know where they're going to next, but we wish them the best of luck in their new venture.
Are they unemployed or have they found a replacement career?
We don't know.
We just don't know.
We don't know.
So it's 13:40. What time did we say?
I think they're getting here in about 20 minutes.
That COVID cough. Anyway, Shedfest, buy your tickets now. Otherwise, you're an idiot. And I don't like you. And I don't want to be friends with you. It's going to be good, though. Right. What have we been up to? Sorry, I've skipped a queue. Also, hello, Rory's mum, Jackie. Yeah, you're sorry. Right, mum. We've not had time to actually...
Am I right in thinking, by the way, that there is going to be... I saw something.
No, you didn't.
Chris sent me something.
Nope.
And am I right in thinking there is a T-shirt with Rory's mum Jackie on that is going to be at Shedfest?
Don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny. But you guys will have to buy tickets to find out. Rory, you'll also have to buy a ticket. Your mum doesn't know. She's got free entry.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
If we haven't done a list, I'd like to give a little shout out to... I was on the M25 today.
Yeah.
On the way here. Yeah. And I was stuck in solid traffic. And I was in the middle lane, completely in another world. I was completely daydreaming, sat in my E36. And next to me, I hear a little beep to my right. And there was a really nice guy in a black 330D manual touring E46. And he went, oh my God, it's Taylor. He said, I've just been listening to the podcast. He gave me a wave and we had a little drive. And yeah, so shout out to you. You've got a really nice E46.
Fantastic. Was he a nice little fella?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. speaking of as well, I'm going to just jump to, where is it? Jump to... an email we received in the podcast. So I'll go into why I was on the M6 on Friday. But I was driving Vanny D, up pulls a red Renault Traffic, and they waved and like took a picture, and then they showed me that they were actually listening to the Auto Alex podcast at the time, and then 10 minutes later, they were on the hard shoulder. They'd broken down.
Oh.
And then they emailed in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've actually got the email here, which I'll just read quite quickly because it's funny. And the subject line is, does Alex cause breakdowns, downs, downs? It says, hi, I'm a long-term supporter of the channel. Always enjoy watching the videos and listening to your podcast. While driving, my self-converted campervan Tessa the Traffic back from a week in Scotland, my girlfriend and I put on the podcast to listen to. An hour down the M6 later, and Van Diesel in the full Auto Alex livery overtakes us. They must have been doing about 60,
and you definitely weren't doing 62. 80,
Van Diesel, by the way, we are going to be doing some content on.
Yes,
because you fell in love with it.
I love Vanny D.
Yeah,
Vanny D is a fantastic driving vehicle.
It's really good.
Anyway, Lawrence continues to show which red van is the best. This is going to backfire. I pull alongside, give a honk and give a wave, which was reciprocated by Alex. After having our fun, we pull into lane one and meet traffic. Pulling away from the congestion, my van suddenly sounding like a vacuum cleaner with no power. My instant thought was my turbo just went. I pull into the hard shoulder and look back to see when it's safe to get out. Alex then overtakes us with his arms out with a disappointing expression. I was like, what are you doing, you idiot? Like, you can't break down there. And then he writes, turned out to be my intercooler pipe slipped off the block, put it back on, and she was good as gold. Love the podcast. Good. See you at Shedfest. Thanks, Lawrence. It was very funny, yeah, just seeing them broken down. About 10 minutes later, I overtook a young lad in his Mini Clubman, which, by the way, is fantastic. Great car.
Mm.
And then he started undertaking me, honking and waving. And then he pulls away, and then 10 minutes later, he's on the hard shoulder as well.
No
way.
Yeah, genuinely. I made two people break down. So yeah, I'm very happy. Anyway, let's rewind the podcast and discuss what have we all been up to. Taylor, let's get started with you. You've had quite an eventful few days.
Do you want me to go last, or shall I start?
Let's start with a high.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
So I've been quite busy. I've been buying and selling lots of cars. Trade's picked up. It's been really good. Got some really interesting
trade never stops,
cars.
So.
At the moment. Trade never stops. Apart from when you've got pneumonia. got some really interesting cars. Bought a really nice 130i manual limited edition.
How much that?
I've got it up for $8,500.
Jeez.
I fully machine polished it myself. It is mint.
So why is it worth more?
Because
you've probably gone through the paint. You've probably burnt straight through it.
I actually did a nice job of it. But yeah, that's really nice.
Speaking of machine polishing and people doing detailing, we have to discuss Robin from Viking Detail.
Oh, yeah.
He's all over the papers.
Look, Robin's in the newspaper.
Robin is way more famous than any of us.
Yeah.
Because he's made the headlines.
Because, now I saw the picture that he sent me and I thought it was fake.
Did you?
I couldn't believe it. My jaw hit the floor. And I genuinely thought it was fake. And then I saw it in the newspaper and I was like, holy shit, it's real.
Yep.
But Robin has got a tattoo of his red Renault Espace on his leg.
Yes. And it's massive.
Just to support how much he likes the Renault Espace.
And all of the newspapers have picked up on it. Obviously not the Times, but you know, I think like the Sun, the Daily,
I think
something.
It is in the Times, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know. But I think it's in quite a few newspapers. It'll be online all over the place. And I read the article and it's just funny, like the numbers, so the stats on this. So Robin owns 10 Espaces, which in the UK accounts for 10% of all Espaces in the UK.
Yeah.
So he is like the man to go to if you want an Espace.
Yeah, and he will not stop as well. I reckon he wants to own 100% of
he
all
is a
Espaces.
Maniac. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, shout out to Robin from Viking Detail. If you want to get your car detailed, or if you want to learn how to detail your car as well, get in touch with Viking Detail.
Who's that? That's just WhatsApped you.
This may be revealing, but Jack has sent a pin.
Oh, shit.
The pin is on the side of the M4.
Oh.
And now he's just sent a message saying, send help.
Oh, there is a picture. He has broken down.
Oh, Jack has actually broken down on the side of the M4.
I've seen that car before.
That's funny.
I've seen that on the telly.
That is very funny. There you go. That is
brilliant.
That's quite funny. Why is he on the M4? And why has he sent us a pin? Oh, it's because he knows the unit is nearby.
He must know, yeah.
If he's late, you'll have to sack him.
Late for what? Is he going for an appointment? Is he going to the dentist?
He's dentist, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You'll have to sack him from the dentist. Yeah.
Good luck, Jack.
Today's the only day I've not bought a car with a tow bar.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. He's really fucked this up. Okay, right. What have you been up to?
So, lots of buying and selling. I was ill after Belgium, which was awful. I was actually in bed for a few days. Ooh. And
we were just holding hands,
each other's hands. Yeah. Okay. What else have I been up to? My office is nearly finished.
Oh, yeah.
It's all been plastered and painted.
Yeah.
It looks really nice. And also, I bought loads of furniture from IKEA.
You did.
My office.
Have you put it up?
No, because I've not carpeted it yet.
Oh, okay. You should have bought carpet.
Yeah, I should have done, really. But yeah, so I've been doing that, lots of. What else? I had an M54 powered E28 that was really cool. And I was going around everywhere doing one tire fires. That was quite fun.
Oh, wicked.
What else? Oh, yeah, I got ambushed.
And
I was nearly killed.
Oh my God, yes.
I completely forgot about this.
I didn't. So this is a story that this is probably going to end up being the podcast title.
Oh,
yes.
It's 100%.
I got ambushed and I was nearly killed.
Yeah.
While you tell this story, Taylor, I'm going to just nip over to the unit.
Yeah.
And then see if some friendly people might help a friendly Jack out.
Because he needs to go to the dentist.
Because he's
going
to be late. Desperately needs to go to the dentist.
Yeah, because he needs to film a podcast at the dentist.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Announcing
I'm going to leave you to the dentist.
Okay.
All right, fella, I'll see you in a sec.
All right, yeah, have a good day. See you later.
Let us know how you get on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
this ambush story. So
it's good. This is good.
It starts with, while we were in Belgium, Rory's BMW E28 was in the body shop.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got back, it was bank holiday.
Yeah.
It was bank holiday, May weekend, whatever. No, not May, is it? April.
April.
April, yeah. And they were closed for the Friday. We got back on the Thursday.
Yeah.
So I said to him, leave the car outside, hide the key somewhere, and I will come and pick it up while you're away. Because Rory wanted it back for the weekend.
Yeah.
So we got back on the Thursday. On the Friday, I was really busy finishing off some work and sorting bits out, having a little catch up from while we were away. And on the Friday night, I decided to go down to the body shop and get the key.
What kind of time were we looking at here?
It was about 11:30, 12:00 at night.
11:30, 12:00 Okay.
It was quite late.
It's a dodgy time to be going into an industrial estate.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's quite a late finish. Yeah. But I wanted to get the key. I didn't want to leave the key outside for any longer.
Yeah.
But I was going to leave my car there.
Yeah.
So I drove down and you drive, what you do is you drive down a straight road in an industrial estate and then turn right to get to the body shop. Yeah. And then it's a dead end road.
Yeah.
And when you come back out of there, you turn left to go out.
Yeah.
If you turn right, it's another dead end road.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I drove down the road, turned right, stopped outside the body shop. I was in my 540i manual touring.
Oh, making noise?
Not really. I was just bumbling along in my V8.
Yeah.
Stopped outside,
yeah.
Walked up to the body shop, got the key, got back in my car, and I turned round at the end of the road.
Yeah.
And as I turned round, facing me was a BMW E53 X5 with its main beams on. And I thought, that's a bit weird. And they were just sat there facing me with the main beams on. I was like, okay, this is really weird.
Are you thinking at the time, oh, maybe I can do a deal?
No, I thought it was some friends of mine out mucking about in a cheap E53 that they'd just bought because it looked really tatty.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So they then reversed up to one side to let me go past. I drove past, and as I drove past, I looked at them, but I couldn't see their faces.
Yeah.
So I drove left out the end of the road and then onto the main road, and they followed me the whole way.
Okay.
And I thought, this is I'm not liking this. Mm. I thought maybe they were scoping it out to go back and nick the car or something. There was something dodgy about it. It didn't sit right with me. So I turned around at the roundabout and I drove back down there.
Oh God, you're asking for trouble.
I drove down there and I stopped right outside the body shop. Rory's car was still there. There was no one there.
Okay.
Nothing going on. I thought, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Turned around.
So where had they gone then?
I didn't see them. Oh. When I drove back down the road, I didn't see them. So I obviously looked at Rory's car, turned around to drive back out the end of the road.
Yeah.
And there they were.
Again.
Facing me with the main beam.
In the same spot.
In the same spot.
Right.
And
okay.
I thought, this is really weird. So I drove to the end of the road and instead of turning left to exit, I turned right to a dead end.
Why did you turn right?
I don't know. I wanted to see if they would follow me or, just didn't sit right. So anyway, I did that. I drove down the road a bit, turn around. And as I turned around to drive back out, I saw three sets of BMW E53 tail lights illuminate.
Tail lights?
Tail lights.
So they were facing towards the main road?
Yes.
Okay.
And as soon as I saw that, I was still like maneuvering at this point. As soon as I saw them all, the original one that was main beaming me floored it towards me.
So he turned around and then...
He followed me. So he was already facing the way I was traveling. And then when I turned around, I was facing him.
Yeah.
He floored it towards me to a point where I sat at my steering wheel and I braced myself because I thought he was going to ram me, genuinely.
So what's going through your head?
I thought I was going to get robbed. Right. I genuinely thought I was being robbed. I thought they were going to take the car.
Yeah.
I genuinely... Bloody so I it was just... I froze. I was stopped in the middle of the road. I froze. They then stopped just to the driver's side of my car. And as they stopped, the other two X5s pulled in front of me and blockaded the whole road.
How far away were the other two X5s?
Not far. They were like a few meters away.
Oh my God. So you have nowhere to go.
I had nowhere to go and I froze.
And you think you're about to get
my
robbed.
Driver's window was already open. I started doing it up.
Yeah.
And I shit you not. This is not a word of a lie. I'm not making this dramatic or anything like that.
Yep.
I'm not making any of this up. Four men out of each car all got out with baseball bats.
So there's eight baseball bats.
There was 12 baseball bats. There was three cars with four guys in each car.
Holy
and
shit.
All of them got out with baseball bats and weapons.
That's a lot of men
and
with
I,
baseball bats.
I just sunk.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck, what is going on? I swear on my life, I'm not making any of this up.
And you don't think to like put it in reverse and try and escape?
I just froze.
Yeah.
I just genuinely froze.
Well, there's nowhere to go, is there? Like you have to accept your fate almost.
Yeah. So they all started walking up to me and this one guy who must have been like the leader, started walking to me. And as soon as he looked at me in the face, he turned around and said, no, 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 no. And all the other guys, they turned around and they backed off. And I thought, right. And he came up to my window. I'd done the window down. And he leant on my door and he said, I'm really sorry, my friend. We are looking for someone else who has stolen from me.
Jeez.
And he said, I'm really sorry. He was really apologetic. He was actually quite a nice bloke. And
you swapped numbers, did you?
Well, I'll get onto that. So anyway, he did that. He was really apologetic. He said, I'm really sorry, my friend. And I just went, sorry, mate, I thought you was a mate of mine. He's got the same car as you.
Like, no worry, fellas.
Like, I thought he was a mate of mine. He's got an E53 like yours. Anyway, God. He then drove off. They all drove off, whatever. I drove off, and I genuinely think I had a bit of a panic attack.
I bet. I'm not surprised.
I was fucking stressed out.
I'm not surprised.
Like, I was really stressed out. So I then drove home.
Yeah.
And I still wasn't comfortable with Rory's car being there.
Mm.
So I walked all the way to the body shop and picked Rory's car up.
How long is that walk?
About half an hour.
Oh, my
40
God.
Minutes, something like that.
So you went back into the eye of the storm?
Yeah, but on foot.
Jeez.
Because I thought they're not having me.
No. Did you bring a baseball bat of your own?
No, I didn't. So I picked up Rory's car, drove it home. Fast forward to, I want to say, Wednesday night the next week.
Yeah.
I went down there with my BMW 130i that I just bought that needed the rear bumper painting.
Yeah.
It had a little scuff on the rear bumper. So I drove down there and I'd already told this story to Luke and you know, a few others.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't think people believed me.
Oh, Rory's back.
Hello, Rory.
Where have you got all of these chocolates from?
Edwin and Will got us snacks.
Did they?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a penguin?
It's also to say, if you look behind you, Alex, yeah, you might be able to see that they're driving off in your car.
That's my car.
Yeah.
Are they going to pick up a trailer?
They are, yeah.
They need to take my friend's Hyundai coupe off the trailer.
Oh, okay. Let me just let
them
know.
Why don't they just tell them with a tow rope?
So they're going to go get a tow rope from Halfords first. Okay. But let me go tell them that they can't take the trailer.
Well, they can. They just need to faff.
Or you could get Tom's trailer.
Just to let you know, there is a car on the trailer. All of this because a certain ex-colleague needs to go to the dentist appointment.
It's unbelievable, isn't
it?
It's
unbelievable.
Very inconsiderate.
Isn't it just? Yeah.
It's really inconvenienced our day.
It really has. Yeah, yeah. It's quite funny, though.
You're right, Rory.
Give me a penguin.
No, so they're going to go... Well, do you want the gold?
Oh, duh. Shut up. You get your grubby mitts off.
So they're going to go get a one of the... What's the flat iTow kit? Whatever.
Yeah, because you can't... Sorry.
Oh, a tow bar.
A tow bar, yeah. A proper one. So yeah. They can actually tow legally off the
gold. So anyway.
So Jack thinks that it's actually might be a bit more than just, he thought it was an alternator belt, but now he thinks it actually might be something worse.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's a Jack problem.
That is a Jack
problem. Is he going to invoice his dentist for making him come all the way to Reading?
I don't know, but they're adding that into their video. So if you watch a Top Dead Centre video coming up soon, you'll be able to see them towing Jack.
He'll have to invoice Carfrot all for it because he bought it from Carfrot.
He will.
It must be under warranty. So anyway, going back to my story, fast forward to the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Are we still on what you've been up to?
Yeah. Oh my God. No, he hasn't shut up. He's made up this big, big flowery story about how he nearly got battered by 12 men, which just sounds like a Saturday night to him. And apparently they all had their baseball bats out.
Shut up.
And apparently he was scared, but he knows exactly what to do with it.
But anyway... right. So fast forward to the Wednesday.
Yeah.
I genuinely at this point don't think that Luke believed me. So we went in on one evening down to the body shop to drop my 130i off and pick a car up because there was a car there. I can't remember what it was. So he was with me, right? So we're driving down the road in the 1 Series and I had my main beams on because it was dark. It was about 9 o'clock at night. And I went, oh, I said, there's an E53 X5 over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, oh. And I turned right down to the road where the body shop is, pulled up on the side of the road, and the X5 starts driving towards us.
What?
But the body shop was open, and a guy called Scott was in there. And Luke started getting out of the car. I went, Luke, get back in the car now. And he's like, no. I said, Luke, get in the fucking car. And he got back in the car and I locked the doors. I locked him in the car. I didn't want him getting back out because I didn't know what was going to happen. So I got out the car.
Yeah.
Walked up to the body shop, pretending like they weren't driving towards me. And I spoke to Scott. I went, oh, you're right, Scott. I'm here to pick up the car, drop one off, blah, blah. The X5 stops outside the body shop.
What?
And I'd already told the story to Scott as well. And anyway, they do the window down. And he goes, oh, it's you, my friend. How are you doing? All right. He starts chatting to me. I walked up to the car. He's got a baseball bat leant against the center console. And he went, I'm only going to be here for another couple of days. do you want to buy the car?
Please tell me you've bought a gangster's car.
I took his phone number.
No.
I shit you not. I swear on my life. He hasn't phoned me yet. So he may have been arrested. I don't know.
Fantastic.
But he's got my number.
So he's been there for a week scoping the place out.
Yeah, but...
because someone owes him money.
No. Someone stole from him.
Oh,
so
okay.
They must have stolen a lot of something from him because he's obviously not happy about it. But it turns out he's a really nice bloke.
Okay.
And he offered me three smashed up X5s.
How much?
I don't know. I'll let you know if I buy them. So stay tuned till next week to see if I buy three dodgy X5s.
So I think we're going to have to call it now because we can't do this. We got in enough trouble with the K-Car. Rory, yeah. You... potentially own a stolen bike, and you want to buy three X5s from gangsters.
Yeah, that have been using them as ram racks.
No, we're going to get shut down. I'm going to have to put a stop to this.
But wouldn't it make a good story for next week's podcast if I did? Do you know, that was the only reason I wanted to buy them, for a good story for the podcast.
It's funny, when anything like bad in my life happens, I'm like, good for the podcast, though.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
Like Jack breaking down live on the podcast. This is good.
This is quite funny.
So yeah, did that. Also, have a little update. Do you remember my Oxford Green 540i manual touring?
The one of one? No, sorry, the 001. Yeah.
It's sold.
Has it? Who to?
I sold it. I sold it to a really nice chap off my Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Called Alex, funnily enough.
Oh.
And he was the first person that messaged me about it when I bought it.
Oh, really?
Said that he really wanted it. And he bought it off of me.
Fantastic.
So that is now sold. And my other 540, I'm doing loads of work on it this week.
The one that nearly got ram raided?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because this weekend, I'm going away in it with a few friends of mine.
Oh, where you go?
A little road trip. Probably just to France or so.
Probably just to France?
Yeah, we're just going to hop, skip and jump over to France.
Who are you going with?
My friends Cal, Lee and Henry.
We're not invited.
No. You do know we're going away on Monday?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure you lot can wait.
We always do, Taylor.
Meet you at the ferry terminal.
Right, okay.
I'll stay out there.
We'll get a beef brenda.
Yeah.
It was funny how we organised for that one day for them not to have beef brenda as well.
Oh, people did like that.
Yeah.
I would just like to say, whoever it was that left the comment that said, those diced carrots look very appetising, and then someone else commented, I thought Taylor usually takes his carrots whole. It's not funny.
That was funny, but not funny. That was funny.
Yeah, joke's on you. It's not carrots, it's cucumber usually, isn't it?
Yeah. Cucumber's not big enough for me.
Is it not?
No, I like an aubergine.
Do you? Is it like throwing a cocktail sausage down a wind tunnel? Right, so that's a lot of news from you.
Mm. So yeah, I nearly got ambushed. There's your title.
Hey, I nearly got ambushed. Mm. Very nice. Rory, what have you been up to? Apart from trying to cancel...
Yeah, been dying.
Yeah.
Ellie now has wardrobes.
Oh, but what do you have?
I've purchased something very cool.
Go on.
Very cool, but would you like to tell the ladies and gentlemen how much it was?
Well, let's start with what it is first, and why.
It's four-wheel drive.
Oh, okay.
It can go up a 45-degree angle slope.
I'm thinking chimney.
I should hope so.
Better be a chimney. Yeah.
I already know what it is, FYI.
Yeah, I do as well.
It's got LiDAR.
LiDAR?
Yeah.
What's that do?
It tells if you're lying. It's like the Tesla sensors to know, like for when they can drive by themselves.
Okay. Oh, sorry, you bought a Tesla?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's got 3D cameras.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a Tesla.
No, it's not a Tesla.
Right.
It has got two spinning blades underneath it.
You bought a helicopter?
No.
Well, since when on a helicopter with blades underneath?
Well, if it's crashing upside down, it would be underneath, wouldn't it?
Right.
That's why helicopters are shit. They're just so shit.
I hate helicopters.
They're not so shit.
You're just scared of them because you're...
Because they're shit.
Because
I'm what? No, go on. No, please. Finish the sentence.
You're a wimp.
No, that wasn't what you were going to come out with, was it?
No, I was going to say you're a pussy.
You can't say that.
But anyway, back to Rory's upside down helicopter.
And it cuts grass.
You bought a helicopter to cut grass?
Yeah. So I bought a robot lawnmower.
A robot lawnmower. How much? Right, okay. I'm going to... £700. £750.
So that would be how much a normal robot lawnmower is. But let me stipulate...
Right.
...that I think we went on Google Maps and we did like the measurements. And I have... what is it? 1,300 metres of grass squared.
He sounds like that YouTuber who likes to comment on how many acres he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of grass, which basically a normal lawnmower won't, home robot lawnmower won't do.
Why don't you do it yourself?
So I looked at that as well. To do it myself would take, so it takes about 8 hours to do. And then I ended up with this is how much grass there is. I ended up with a 1 ton bag of grass.
You know,
like when the building, when you get like sand, like a 1 ton bag, you fill one of those full with grass.
Okay.
Have you not thought about buying some sheep?
I said, get some sheep.
Because you also get a free jumper out of
roaming
it
around.
And you can have
and food.
Lamb chops at the end of the year.
No. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was either that.
Or
a gardener, which a gardener to do the lawn, whatever, every sort of 3 times a month in the summer period would be about £3,000. So that's a lot
three
of money.
Grand?
£3,000.
For how much?
3 times a month.
Three? How quickly does your grass grow?
It's very quick.
3 times a month?
Yeah.
£3,000?
Yeah. That's it's one of the stipulations as well as part of my, because I've got a landlord. It's one of the stipulations that she said the lawn needs to be cut at all times.
She screwed you over, didn't she?
This is why when we offered her a bit more money to try and secure the house at the start, she was like, no, just put it towards your garden. And I was like, oh, that's very generous of her. Mm. Now I know that I...
She has the last laugh.
Yeah. So anyway, I bought this robot lawnmower and it was £2,600.
What does Ellie say about that?
How much was it?
What?
What?
What did you say?
Nothing.
It was how much?
£2,680.
£2,680?
Just to put that into perspective, you could have bought 2K cars and had how much left over?
£400 left over.
Brilliant.
Oh my God. Why didn't you just buy 2K cars and then just do like loads of donuts and then just
Just attach a spinning blade underneath the K car? They're pretty much lawnmower size.
He couldn't have done that. He would have got abused for it.
That's true. Mm. So is Ellie happy?
Ellie at first thought it was a stupid idea.
Yeah.
But then after... talking through all of the actual costs and everything, she's then thought it's great. Plus, this lawnmower can cut any sort of shape or pattern into the grass you want. So I can actually upload the Auto Alex logo and it will cut the Auto Alex logo into the grass.
You won't do that.
If you don't do that and
watch
send
me.
Us a picture of it.
Watch me.
Do it.
Okay.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
But if anyone's working at Mamotion, I've ordered the Luba 2. If there's any discount you could apply, then thank you very much.
Does it have autopilot?
It does, yeah. So it goes out and does it all itself. Yeah, all I do is... So it's one of the first lawnmowers, this is very interesting,
though, yeah,
that doesn't have a wire that goes around the outside. It just uses GPS and RTK technology.
What's RTK mean?
I haven't got a bloody clue.
Okay, but it works.
But it works. Well
it should
I
work
think
for
works.
£2,500.
Who are
£2,600.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
What?
Are the keys for the Hyundai, does it start?
There are keys. They are, I think, under the this.
That's just let everyone else on the podcast know that you hide
it's
keys on the
Hyundai
sun
coupe,
visors.
It's a Hyundai coupe, it's shit. And it doesn't work.
Right.
They just need to tilt the bed and then just let the Hyundai roll onto the ground.
Let gravity take it away.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, there is one other bit of news that I forgot to tell you all about.
Yeah.
So off the back of the Daihatsu Mira video, I got offered a Suzuki Cappuccino.
Did you?
Yeah, and I bought it.
I know this already.
I went to...
Should we disclose price or...
Yeah, I got it quite cheap.
Okay.
But there is a reason I got it quite cheap.
Yeah.
It's because it always tried to kill you.
No, it's a Cat C.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a Cat C.
Ah.
I got it for £1,200.
Okay.
And it is the cleanest Suzuki Cappuccino, I think one of the cleanest in the country. It's never been welded.
Really?
Ever.
Ooh.
And it's not rusty at all.
Why is it Cat C?
In 2002, it was Cat C'd. I think because of the bonnet. Because I can find no signs of damage whatsoever.
Are you sure?
Car.
Are you sure about that?
You should carve vertical it.
Are you sure there's nothing wrong with the front left of the car that could have...
Well, I'll get onto that in a second. But there was no other signs of damage apart from I can tell the bonnet used to be red. And I reckon that they wrote it off because K cars are so hard to find bits for.
Maybe.
Genuinely. So, yeah, it was written off. But it's really good. I bought it from RAF Lakenheath, which is technically America. It's an American airbase.
So you went all the way to America to pick up a car?
Yeah, I went all the way to America to buy a Suzuki Cappuccino.
Did you have to import it over?
No, but I did have to go through security and they took my fingerprints.
Oh no. Don't do that.
I went on the airbase and there's loads of like American police cars everywhere.
Really?
SUVs. I've never been to the US, so it's a bit cool for me. And yeah, there it was, a little bright yellow Suzuki Cappuccino. I bought it. From a really nice couple that lived on the base, and I absolutely love it. But we went to Japfest yesterday,
and
it tried to kill me twice.
Did it?
Yeah, so on the way to Japfest, me and Luke were on a dual carriageway, going at a fair speed. And
tell the story.
What?
Was it the story you were telling Edwin?
Oh, well, I had the speedo all the way off the end and all the way nearly wrapped back round to zero.
Yeah.
The speedo only goes up to 70.
Yeah. So anyway, I was going quite fast and I felt something fall off and bounce off the underside of the car, which is a bit unnerving.
Okay.
So I let off, I hit a little bump in the road and there was a big clonk from the front left. I thought, that was weird.
Yeah.
And I literally touched the brakes and it just went, da-da-da-da-da-da, and I thought, oh. That feels really bad. And even Luke heard it from his car.
Oh,
it was
really?
So loud. Yeah. Oh. He gave me like a funny look and I was like, so I pulled off into a lay-by.
Yeah.
And as I braked again, it made the most awful, horrendous noise you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And then the front left wheel just locked up.
Locked up on the motorway?
Yeah. In the lay-by. Front wheel in the lay-by. I got out and I was like, what the fuck has happened here?
Yeah.
And then I realised that the front caliper had fallen off.
Ah.
And it got jammed in the wheel.
Oh, you don't want that.
So I sort of popped it back on.
Yeah.
And we was only a couple of miles away from Japfest. So I drove to Japfest on the handbrake.
Okay.
Did that.
Yeah.
And then got to Japfest and this really...
Who's arrived? There's a man in his 30s. He's driving an estate Octavia diesel. I recognise that car from
it's got a nice set of BBS CHs.
It does, yeah. He seems to be parking up and he's heading towards the unit. But we're in the car, we can't question him.
He's not very good at parking.
No, he's not, is he?
No.
Where's he going?
Where is he going?
Oh, there we go, he's parked. He's parked. Okay.
Do you think he's also going to the same dentist that Jack's going to?
Maybe.
So anyway,
yeah,
I got to Japfest. We had a good time, and this really nice bloke called Kev. All right, Kev.
All right, Kev. Hello, Kev.
Messaged me on Facebook and said, "I've seen your Instagram story with your caliper falling off. I've got loads of Suzuki Cappuccino parts. Do you want me to bring you a bowl?"
Oh.
And he drove out of his way 2 hours to Japfest just to bring me a caliper carrier bowl.
Wow.
He then jacked the car up at the show on the stand, fitted it for me, and got it all fixed and everything. Like, just out of the blue, just out of his kindness.
What a very nice man.
So thank you very much, Kev.
We like Kev.
He did also check the rest of my wheels and they were all loose. But other than it was... Okay. And then after Japfest, I drove to Caffeine Machine and I was about to drive home. I put my headlights on and my throttle cable caught fire.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So good purchase.
So I had to leave it at Caffeine Machine and Lewis Freeman is picking it up for me today. So thank you, Lewis.
He sent me pictures of the cappuccino on his trailer. And as we know, his trailer is the biggest thing in the world.
Oh, is he? Let's have a look. Yeah. I haven't seen this yet.
Right, one second.
Does it look absolute? It's the only car I've ever known to make a number plate look big. It's such a funny little car.
There you go.
Oh my God.
That is very funny.
That is a very small car and a very big trailer.
Yeah. But I do really love the cappuccino. And everyone has said, when are they seeing it on the channel? They really, really like it. And they really want to see some
stuff.
It's
just nice because it's a Honda Beat, though.
To be fair, Edwin's Honda Beat is really cool.
Trumpets on it now.
It does. But the cappuccino is turbocharged.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot more capabilities. And it is still rear wheel drive. And
anyway,
it's got a T-top roof.
Alex, what have you been up to? Because this has been going on far too long already.
I have a message from Ethan Smale. He's asking Jack why are we in the same group? This makes no sense to me. Anyway, what have I been up to? On Friday, I took, well, I drove up with Gareth to Chris's house. Chris, with whom I do the merchandise, drove up to the Lake District, and we moved Chris out of the Lake District. Sorry, that rustling is
I just want to investigate these.
Is Taylor eating more chocolates? Anyway, we moved Chris out of the Lake District. He's now living in Aylesbury. And yeah, he's doing merchandise full time as of like 2 weeks' time, which is very, very exciting. I drove Vanny D all the way back. And yeah, Vanny D is a really good van. Genuinely, really, really. Oh, come on, man.
I know, he's parked right behind us really, now, actually.
Yeah, Chris is here as well. We've got everyone here.
Yeah, this is going to. We're going to mess this place up.
Mm. We're also looking at a new unit in Newbury on Thursday.
Yep. Because we desperately need it because we're growing more.
You won't be able to have that unit.
Why?
It's too far away from me.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'll cancel it.
Cancel the viewing.
It's all right. No matter where we are, Taylor, you'll still be late.
Yeah. That's true. On Saturday, so I did the whole move thing. That was good. On Saturday, then went to the unit with Vanny D, full of Chris's stuff, because I stayed over at Gareth's in the Midlands. And I met a couple of Scottish guys. Scottish! Because they, in the back of another podcast, saw that green Kawasaki track bike
that
I bought recently that you guys will see on the V2 channel very soon. Well, you won't see the green one. You'll see the other bike that I bought. And he said, I've got a road bike version of that. I really want a track bike. Can I buy it? So met up with them and then they loaded it and then took it all the way to Scotland. So that's good because that's quite a big, ugly bike and that was taking up a lot of room, which we can't afford anyway. We have no room. And then Sunday, yeah, went to Japfest and had a jolly good time. I was supposed to take Phil there, but the BC Racing guys had to pull out last minute because of the weather and they don't have marquees that can withstand 45 mile an hour winds because it was very windy.
There was a storm.
A storm was brewing. Aye. So yeah, drove there in my F11. Fantastic. Happy days. What else have I been up to? I think that's pretty much it.
Let's move on.
Should we move on to what does that say? Question from the audience. Hello, you beautiful people. And this is from Richard from Grimsby. Hello, you beautiful people. My name is Richard. I'm a married family man in my 40s, and lately depression is starting to creep in for various reasons I don't need to get into. Although I've now owned cars since I was 18, the choice of vehicle was largely dictated by my partner. I have a budget of £15,000 I want to spend on a sporty brum brum to help cheer me up. Can each of you fine fellas recommend something exciting to drive to put a smile back on my face? Keep up the great work with the YouTubes and podcast. It's the highlight of my week. Regards, Richard from Grimsby. P.S. When does Ethan start?
Ethan!
Now he's not...
Come over here! Come over here.
Oh, what's Ethan doing?
Ethan doing here? Why does he look...
Let's ask Ethan the question.
All right.
All right, fella.
Let's hurry up. We ain't got all day.
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
All right, fella.
Ethan, have a little...
Jump in just for a sec.
Just for a
sec. Jump in.
Have a little...
Are you also going to the same dentist that Jack is going to?
What's that?
Well, Jack's broke down on the way to the dentist.
And then he messaged us to say he's broken down, but he must be on his way to the dentist. Why else would he be here?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you going to the dentist?
Yeah, I'll go to a dentist.
What's wrong with your teeth?
They hurt.
What time is your appointment?
10 minutes time.
Which would be exactly 2:30. Right?
Oh, well done.
Oh, very good.
Well done.
Oh, very well done.
I'm just reading an email from
We've got
somewhere.
A question here that you need to answer.
P.S.
Yeah.
When does Ethan start now he's not with CT anymore?
Start with what? Life?
Yeah. When is your life going to start, man?
It starts from
Maybe
now.
He's talking about your dentist.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in 10 minutes. We've established that.
So you're starting in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'll start in 10 minutes.
You're starting in 10 minutes?
No, it's a flying visit.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
to on the way to the dentist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because your teeth hurt.
Exactly.
And your appointment's at 2:30.
Hello, Taylor. By
hello,
way.
Ethan. You're all right.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
I'm just, you know, seeing the sights of...
Reading.
You can say Reading.
Oh, do I
yes.
say Reading?
Yes.
Reading.
It's not a secret that we're in Reading.
Okay, we're in Reading. Yeah.
Ethan, would you like a chocolate bar?
Yeah.
No. He can't. Oh. He's got his tooth. I've got his dentist. Yeah, where do you live?
Ethan, would you like a bath?
I live in West Sussex.
Why is your dentist in Reading?
Specialist dentist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy ending.
What do they what do they specialise in?
Teeth.
All right, Ethan. Well, you better fuck off.
Yeah, I really got to get.
Yeah, you really.
And just in case you were curious, Edwin and Will have headed out on a mystery adventure to go pick up Jack to help him get to the dentist.
Get to his dentist.
It's a 2-for-1 dentist.
Oh, are you meeting Jack here?
Yeah.
So you could go in the same car. You're ride
sharing.
He's
my dentist.
Is okay.
And then I'm his dentist.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Right.
It makes so much sense.
No, we've got that wrapped up. I'll get
you'll head off.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll catch you in a bit. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, I'll probably see you shortly.
Okay, yeah,
at the dentist.
2:30.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
How bizarre! Like, what are the chances? Really, what are the chances?
What a small world!
What a world small. To circle back. Richard from Grimsby is £15,000. He wants to have fun in a car. Mm. What are we saying? What are we saying, my G's? We don't have to blow the 15 grand budget, or we can probably go a little
wait,
bit.
Wait, he's
over.
Got 15 grand?
15 grand? For a fun car. I know.
Porsche Cayman.
I was just about to say a Porsche Boxster.
You can get a nice Cayman for about
Cayman S.
Grand.
You can get a Cayman S.
I think you can get a Cayman S.
I quite like a Boxster, though. Boxsters are like a bit of top down action, they're quite fun.
But Cayman though.
Or do you know you could probably get for 15 grand?
Yeah. What?
A 996 911.
Yeah, you could actually. Yeah, you can. Yeah, just about.
Mm.
But it'll be old and it'll be a bit ropey.
I think a Cayman S
is a great shout.
Yeah, I do like a Cayman S.
All right, what else?
You know where I'm going to go?
Where?
I'm going to say save half of your money and spend it on fuel on, I'm going to say it, a Mazda RX-8.
That's a shit choice.
That is terrible.
No. RX-8. That is terrible. Really well sorted Mazda RX-8 is one of the most fun cars.
Yeah, but genuinely. The engines are a bit poo.
Yeah, but if it's been fully rebuilt, documented, everything. Remember Felix, the RX-8 that I did a whole build series on Car Throttle? Genuinely the most fun car I've ever had.
Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You turn up in an RX-8 versus turning up in a Cayman. It's...
He's not asking for bragging rights to look cool.
No, everyone is asking for bragging rights.
Okay, I will answer that honestly, and I will say RX-8, because there are so many Caymans on the road.
I do you know what I would buy?
Yeah.
Richard is a family man.
Yeah.
He has kids. There's one car.
RX-8's got four seats.
I've had two of, that I've got a real hankering for at the moment, that I really want. I've seen a couple of them recently, and I'm like, I'd love to own another one, but I'd have a saloon. Is an E90 M3 V8.
Really?
They are so.
Can you
so
pick
good.
One up for 15 grand?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, is it going to be ropey?
No, it'll actually be half decent.
Okay.
You can. They have dropped a bit in price recently. The saloons are really cool. You can either DCT or manual. They're both really good.
Yep.
But the engines in those, they are one of my favorite engines. The engines.
The.
A
engine. The engine.
The engine.
The engine.
they are one of my favourite engines of all time. High revving, naturally aspirated V8. They're so good.
Okay. So we all agreed on the RX-8?
No. Cayman.
I'm going to say between a Cayman and an E90 M3.
What about like a 135i?
They're okay.
He's in his 40s. He's not 17.
All right, wait.
Oh, shit.
The horn still works.
The horn works.
Look, an RX-8, I think it's called the R3. It's like the latest version of that. It is such a good car. Have you ever driven a really good one? Like a fully rebuilt one?
No,
a fully rebuilt one. Had you driven Felix, I think you'd have loved it.
But are you saying they're really good because of the chassis?
Well, no, it's not only because of the chassis. I know you can say, Mark 3 MX5. They're good because of the engines and the fact that you can rev them out to over 9,000. And honestly, like in that car, pops and bangs, it's just funny. It's just good. It's good fun.
For another £3,000,
yeah,
we would start talking about Jaguar F-Type money. Now that...
F-Type, for an 18 grand, you can get an F-Type.
18 grand, you can get an F-Type.
V6?
Yep.
S?
Yep.
Oh, it's one of my favourite cars. Are the cabriolets?
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
F-Type V6 is one of your favourite cars?
I loved it, yeah.
I've never heard you speak about them.
Yeah. I did a video on Car Throttle driving a red one coupe and it was fantastic. Question, are the cabriolets more or less expensive than the coupes?
The cheapest ones were coupes.
Oh, that's the one I'd have as well.
Do you know what you can just about get for 15 grand as well now?
What?
That have depreciated quite a lot. An early Mercedes C63 AMG.
Oh, don't be so boring.
No, that is the best engine in the world.
They are really
there
good.
Is no denying that that is the best engine in the world.
Such a dirty V8 noise. You start up and it's... Bleh! Oh, that's so good.
No, I'm not about that life.
And you can just floor it and spin up everywhere and leave black marks everywhere. It's just
no,
brilliant.
No, Richard from Grimsby, don't listen to any of that shit.
Oh, it's C63 AMG. Yeah,
shit.
I like those. I've always fancied one of those.
Yeah.
Always kind of wanted to just buy one. Big, dirty V8.
All right. Okay, so we're saying Cayman S is a good, sensible choice. If you want to be a bit daring, a bit left field, get an RX-8, I'm going to say.
No.
Yes, but you saved E92, like 7 grand.
Most practical. E90 M3, most practical. You got saloon, four seats, big boot, and a great big stonking lovely.
What about
V8.
Like? Could you get an RS6, or an RS4?
You could get a B7 RS4, which is a 4.2-litre V8, and they are also very good cars.
What about a TTRS, like Matty Gallagher?
TTRSs are really good.
Yeah.
They're really 5-cylinder turbo. Yeah.
I don't think they're not 15 grand.
Yeah, not the new version that Matty has got.
Oh, but then the old version was a bit...
Was it? TTRS.
No, the TTRS, the old version, even they were good. And that is the only chassis that you can get that 5-cylinder turbo in. With a manual gearbox.
Oh.
In a TTRS.
TTRS, I think.
You can't
get
it in anything else.
All right.
But yeah.
So we're
really
all agreed RX-8, fantastic.
No. I think the RX-8 is the last thing I would choose.
How about a Rolls Royce Silver Spirit?
Yeah, now we're talking. Yeah. There you go, Richard from Grimsby. Get yourself a Rolls Royce Silver Spirit. You're remaining. Roy, there's a subject that we haven't discussed yet that we actually have to discuss.
What's that?
I read in a podcast, in the podcast email, it was from a female listener.
Yes.
Because there are...
Oh.
Oh, shit. That one's powering off. Okay. How are you doing? How are we... What are we saying? Okay.
We've done
an hour.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
There we go. All right, hold on. Let's just...
How do you fix this, Rory?
Oh, my God, that's hot. I think that's overheating.
Anyway, someone wrote in, a lady wrote in and said, I listen to the podcast with my boyfriend. However, when you talked about X, I knew that this was the podcast for me. Can you remember what it was that we spoke about?
Okay, so that's actually overheated.
Oh, okay. But this one's all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Maths.
Yeah! Married at First Sight Australia. Oh, God, it's all kicking off. I'm fully up to date. The new episode comes out today. Today is Monday.
Yeah.
I know you cheated already.
I've gone ahead. Yeah.
You have gone ahead.
I have gone ahead.
You've been streaming it from Australia.
Yeah, so. I can't. You know what it is? I just can't go from... The dinner party.
Oh, the dinner party.
And then not watch the couch.
Okay. Yeah,
I feel like I'm happy to end after the couch session.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's how it should be. It should be two episodes, dinner party, then couch.
But that's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
I can't,
hooked.
Yeah, no, it's just not good
enough. So yeah, I'm at the dinner party stage now. We've watched the dinner party. Obviously, the whole, what's his name? Jack, the main dickhead with a ponytail.
Oh, Jack, yeah, yeah.
Jack, you know, calling Tristan a whale and stuff, you know. That's just on. What? Don't you dare spoil it for me.
Can I just ask, all right, if you were, because they've just finished the reunion episode in Australia.
God, yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think comes out as the biggest dickhead?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
Wait, the Hispanic girl who went to meet up with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's also a dickhead. Who do I think comes out as the biggest dickhead? If you tell me the kickboxer does, I'm going to be really upset.
No.
Okay, because he's lovely. It's not going to be Tristan, because he's like...
No.
He's fantastic. The biggest dickhead. So it's not Jack. There's a bigger dickhead than
There's
Jack.
There's a bigger dickhead.
Or what about Timothy?
No.
Tim?
No. It's the one that you would least suspect.
Tristan?
No.
Who else? All right, okay.
You'd least suspect him because he's so bland and boring.
He's so boring. Okay, the guy who's with Lauren.
Yes.
Is he a big dickhead?
Oh, you wait.
Is he really
you
a big
wait.
Dickhead?
You wait.
Is he a dickhead to Lauren?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm on the fence with her. She's for me, she's also terrible.
I really like Lauren.
Really?
She's great, yeah.
You do need a strong woman, though, don't you?
I do, yeah. But Lauren, I love her banter. It's
do
great.
You? Yeah, yeah. She is quite funny. Oh, I'm excited for this.
It, it gets good.
So tonight's the night that I get to watch the couch session, isn't
it? Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Does it come out then?
No, this is like... I didn't realise we're only like halfway through, just above halfway through.
What?
Yeah.
I thought we were near the end.
No, so there's like 25 and I think there's like...
Sorry, Taylor, you're texting at the moment.
And I think there's like 38 or 40 episodes or something.
What?
Yeah, it's a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I love it. I love maths. Maths is fantastic. And you know, I'm there on my new blue couch, reclined, because it goes...
You're so old. You are the oldest human being I've ever
And then
seen.
I plug my phone in, because my couch has obviously got USB.
Obviously.
Were you around when the Titanic sunk?
I was actually the iceberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. I was. Yeah. And then plug in my phone, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm all cushy, and I'm like, yeah, this is good. This is a good life. Good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night viewing. Gareth's also very hooked.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he loves
trash. I can't believe that you two are so old. All you've got to talk about after 2 weeks is buying a bloody lawnmower.
Yeah.
And married at first sight on an electric recliner.
I would say that your subject has been quite bland, but you...
Bland?
I would say that, but you were held up almost at gunpoint, so that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel how hot that battery is from that GoPro.
Oh, that's very warm.
Yeah.
Put it on your
phone.
No. Right.
So it's got no tea.
This is
it.
A teacup, and it's on Rory's center console, and it just fell over, and it nearly poured tea everywhere. Right. Where are we? Okay. 20 questions. Have you thought of a car?
Oh, shit.
Go.
Yep.
Okay. Is it European?
No.
Is it... Is it American?
No.
Is it Japanese?
No.
Is it Asian?
Yes.
Is it from India?
No.
Is it Korean?
No.
Why do you look confused
Why
about
are you
that?
Confused?
I was just in my head. Yeah. Just no.
Is it Malaysian?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake. It's gonna be a what's
Malaysian.
Is it a proton?
Yes.
Is it a proton Satria Neo?
No.
So I don't know any
proton. Is it a proton jumpy?
No.
Is it a proton sunbeam?
No. I can't remember how many questions that is.
I think it's four. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say we're on 12.
Okay. Is it a... Oh. Have I driven it for a car throttle episode?
I don't think so. 13.
No, you said I don't think so. If you can't exactly say yes or no. Okay. 13. I haven't driven it on car for an episode.
Oh, stop touching my hands.
It's a nice hand. is it Lotus developed?
No.
Suspension? No.
Is it a hatchback?
No. Full 15.
Does the first letter of the name, is the first letter of the name in the first half of the alphabet?
The first letter?
Yeah.
In the first half?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is.
I haven't got a clue.
So we need to like try and guess what letter it starts with, and then we can just make up names. And...
Are you still counting?
Yes.
That wasn't a question. You can't count that.
So, yes. It's in the 16.
It's in the first half.
Mm.
Okay.
That you can't look on your phone, Rory.
I'm not. I'm looking at.
Oh shit!
That's cheating.
Everyone knows protons, and everyone's like shouting at us.
I was just really looking at like the scientific protons. I just want look. I just wanted to do it.
You've typed proton in Google.
What does it come back with?
You'll be disqualified in a minute.
No, I was just looking at like.
Give me that.
Proton.
Turn your phone off.
I was just looking. I just wanted to know the chemical makeup.
Turn your phone off.
Okay, it's off.
Proton.
You pinched me, you bitch.
Satria. Proton.
Neo.
No, 17.
No, I said that already. Satria Neo, that's a little hatchback that's Lotus developed.
Fuck.
Proton. I don't know any protons. Is it a proton, Jeffrey?
No, 18.
Is it a proton XJ?
No, 19.
Is it a proton accelerometer?
No, 20. You've both failed.
What is it?
It is one of my favourite cars and a car that I've always wanted to buy.
It's not that pickup truck.
Yes. Which is a...
I thought it was a jumpy.
No.
Because it's the Skoda Felicia rival.
No, it's your rival. Yeah.
Oh no, that's really annoying because I know
I don't even have a clue still now.
And I'm looking at it right now in
it's
the face.
Based on a Mitsubishi Evo.
I can't remember what it's called.
It's called a Jumbuck.
Oh no! I said jumpy!
Oh, you were so good.
No.
When you said jumpy, I was like, oh shit.
Oh no!
Jumbuck. For once you've both failed, it was a Proton Jumbuck.
Can I get half a point?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, well done, Taylor.
If anyone's listening to this and you've got a Proton Jumbuck that you want to sell, please message me. I really want one.
No, don't sell it to Taylor because he'll only do you dirty and sell it and buy it for half of what it's worth. Right, I think we've done that one. How long have we been talking for? Sorry, everyone, you're really bored.
It's an hour and 11, but I think we do need to head off because we've got a bit to do.
We've got another podcast to do.
We do, yeah.
I've got to go to a dentist.
Do you? Mm. Oh, right. Everyone needs to go to the dentist.
I'm not surprised after eating that amount of chocolate, you little fat bastard.
Yeah.
They were just there and I couldn't help.
Also, can I just, hold on one sec. I just need to grab this GoPro and just point something out. So sorry, everyone. Right, follow me. Look at that symbol.
It looks like a pig.
It looks like a pig.
It's Rory.
It is Rory.
Press this and Rory gets in the car.
What is that? What is that pig symbol? So on Rory's dashboard, there is a button that has been worn down so much and it genuinely looks like a pig. What is it? Do you know what it does?
Yeah, it's a start-stop button.
Oh, is it?
So someone really didn't like the start-stop feature in this car.
And then turned it into a pig.
Yeah.
Because they think that start-stop is a pig.
Yeah.
It's a pig of a job.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Also, updates. My E46 M3 Touring has now an engine.
Yes.
It should be running by the end of the day. I have three. Oh. Have you got those wheels from the man?
I haven't picked them up yet. I was ill.
Okay. Will you pick them up?
Yes.
Today.
How many wheels have you got?
Three.
Oh, so you just need two?
Well, I just need one just to get it rolling.
Okay.
Yeah. If anyone is selling one single 18-inch E46
I'm just going to go and pick them up.
No, I need
still
one.
Needs one more.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go and get it.
Yes, but I still need one.
I tell you what, I'll go and get it.
Yeah.
And I will bring
it. What do you mean, get it? You got me another one?
No, I agreed to buy two for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he still needs
I still need one.
He's got one and he needs another one.
Yes. I have
you need four wheels for a car.
You need four wheels for a motor vehicle.
Well, so you need three.
What?
Oh my God. You've got two. He's got one. He still needs one more.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jesus Christ. You're mad.
I will find them for you and I will bring them on Wednesday.
What do you mean find them for me?
I'll
I just
find
need
you
one.
Some wheels.
I just need one, man. One.
But I'm bringing you two.
Yes. And so, I have one because I've already found one.
Oh, but you'll want one for the spare as well. So I'll get you two.
All right, fine. You'll get me two. All right. It'll be a nice birthday present.
You're not getting fuck all.
Right. Anyway, again, apologies, everyone, for missing out on last week.
Alex's fault.
It's their fault because they were doing too much kissing in Belgium.
It's true.
Reminder, Shedfest tickets. Bye. you're now watching a black screen.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Reminder, Shedfest tickets. And we will see you at Shedfest. We will see you next week where we've got two very special guests. I'm looking at one. The other one is about to be picked up by... I've said too much. And with that, thank you very much for listening. We will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Bye